Hello and welcome back to Talks with Maria. In episode 136, we're talking about intuition, the 80-20 rule for a successful business and life. Please remember to check out Confident Business Women's Academy, where I teach you how to make money doing what you love online. Let's begin. Happy April, everybody. I hope you guys had a great Easter. Easter, for some reason, Easter is extended till Monday for my children, and they don't have school until tomorrow, which is Tuesday. And I don't know if that's normal. I don't remember that happening last year. So I don't know if you guys are the same, but my Easter was Easter Sunday and also Easter Monday, which is really strange. One of the gripes I want to talk about today is how people, I'm not going to talk about that. but what I will talk about is the results for quarter one. And quarter one results is outstanding, and you know, I'm looking at a lot of my clients' results as well to analyze what worked, what didn't work, and what needs improvement for quarter two. So quarter two is 3 months long, which means whatever your breakdown is for the year of 2021, whatever that end goal is, you need to break them down first in quarters, then in months, so that you know what your monthly goal is, so that you can break down the activities required to hit your target goal. And you know, a lot of people say business is all about numbers, and there is some truth to that, because if you want to hit $100,000 for 2021, that means you need to break down your quarters into chunks of $25,000 accomplishments and target goals, right? So if you're on track for reaching $100,000 for 2021, that means your quarter one results should be above or just about $25,000 in revenue. And I am super excited to say that a lot of my clients are hitting that, and I can't really explain the kind of excitement I experience when my clients tell me their results, because you know, a lot of this really boils down to how effective you are as a business owner at executing all of the activities required to be successful. How successful are you at being able to do that? As much as I talk about spirituality, law of attraction, being able to manifest, you know, your dream and ideal clients and all of that, as much as I talk about that, I do need to make it very clear that there is some actions that you need to put in place and some systems for things to work out for you, for anybody, you know, anyone who is looking to achieve anything, you know, if they are looking to get their law degree and they gotta study for their bar exam and pass that shit, you gotta actually do the work, right? So there is that, where you have to do the work. There's being able to put in action steps that will allow you to attract and successfully receive the thing you're working towards. So, you know, all of the work stuff that we do here is important, But there's the 80-20 rule. And the 80-20 rule is all about understanding that 20% of activities are based on strategy. 20% of all activities are based on strategy. All activities are about 20% of the 80-20 rule. 20%, that's a small percentage, right? Strategy, the systems you implement, the roadmap you're following, the program you are executing to put into your business growth. It's 20% of that. What does that mean? That means, for example, you sign up for a program, a course, and your whole thing is, I really want to turn this hobby blog into a thriving business. So you go and get yourself into this program that teaches you how to blog and how to monetize your blog. And your goal is to hit $100,000 for that year through just your blog. And there's several ways you do that, right? There's like affiliate marketing, maybe you do advertising, maybe you would do sponsored posts. What are these fucking retards doing? It's like, who is driving right now? Like, are you not paying attention? Come on, dude. Like, are you trying to get into a damn accident? It's so stupid. Guys, if you don't know, I always record when I'm driving because I'm not at home and it's quieter. And I feel like I'm in this like weird vortex when I'm driving. I'm almost like this vessel of just information. So anyway, this person in front of me just did not know what the fuck they were doing. It's okay. I send them love, blessings, and safe travels. So, you know, the 80-20 rule, it's like the 20% is like, all right, the 20% Maria is reaching 100,000. And then we have this plan to reach that 100,000. That's the 20% that will fill the whole container, right? And then there's the 80%, which is a really large portion of being able to execute it, having the mindset, having the right energy around what you are doing every single day, being able to be consistent every single day, being able to convert people every single day, being able to be in front of as many people you need to be in front of so that you can have conversions, being able to master your energetic health, right? Like if you're tired every day and you just want to go to sleep most of the day, that means you're not going to be exerting enough energy around executing the plan if you're going to be sleeping, right? Or let's say you go out a lot and you are now back to drinking again and going out with your friends because COVID is kind of more relaxed now and the city has opened up. And now you have to deal with hangovers when you wake up in the morning. And you're less likely to actually go execute everything you need to execute because your body's trying to recover, right? So you just want to kind of lay down and binge and just make your body better again, you know? Or let's say you're a mom and you are trying really hard to balance life. And it's really hard because you don't get very much help. And your energy around that concept is draining, right? The energy about having to do everything is heavy. Like it's kind of like a burden to you. Like, fuck, I gotta do all of this shit by myself. Like that feeling of fuck, you know, 3 a.m. this, you know, doctor's appointments with no help, you know. Potty training, you know, all of the stuff you have to do all on your own. It's like this heavy negative energy of fuck, I gotta do it all by myself. that fuck, I have to do it all by myself energy is heavy and draining, and it's not vibrating high. And in that heavy energy, you're going to take that heavy energy and bring that into your manifestations, into your creating of your business, into attracting soul clients or lack thereof, into creating wealth and abundance for yourself. That heavy energy, right? Let's say you feel really strapped for time, and you know there's a heavy energy around, fuck, I gotta work 8-hour days, and then at night I have to expend my time to work on my business when I would rather be watching, binge watching The Walking Dead and like eating delicious food in front of my couch and just being super happy and comfortable that way. But I can't because I gotta work on my damn business. You know, this negative, like this almost a feeling of sacrifice, a sacrificial like lamb, right? And anybody who says sacrifice in their business is carrying with them a level of there is not enough. There is not enough time. There is not enough energy. There is not enough time in the day. There is not enough mental capacity or bandwidth. There is not enough commitment from you. It's almost like you can only do 100% commitment. And then, you know, like you're limiting your levels by thinking negative and feeling things as heavy and negative. And it really takes away from the whole 80% of your ability to successfully execute the 20%, if that makes sense. So that's why the 80% is so important, because if you vibrate low, your ability to execute the tasks, the everything, you know, you talk about in your business and being able to do it consistently and at a frequency that attracts people to you, it's not going to be good for you. It's not going to be profitable if you don't get your 80% high, if you don't execute the 80%, if you don't allow the 80% to be the thing that carries your business. You know, that thing that carries your life, the thing that vibrates high for you, the thing that it's like, okay, Maria, you know, for example, the whole, I work 8-hour days and then I got to work at night on my business. That feeling of, I got to sacrifice this thing and put in my time to make my business successful. Yeah, you got to do that, but it's all the quickness in being able to do that and turn things into money is your shift in the energy you exude, right? So if you're negative about it and you are, it's like a sacrificial lamb feeling, like just this like, can't watch The Walking fucking Dead because I gotta fucking write this thing, this content piece, you know, like that fucking like really negative, like almost like you have homework to do. Like, you know, when you come home from school and it's like you have a project or you have homework and it's like super heavy and negative because you'd rather be out with your friends, kicking it with your friends, fucking walking around the block, you know, doing stupid shit. I remember I used to do stupid ass shit when I was younger, but you know, like, and you got to check that. You got to look at, what is the energy I bring? What is the energy I bring into being a parent? What is the energy I bring into balancing being a parent, living life, being you, running a business, you know? Or what is the energy I bring into my career and then having to start this business? Is it a high vibrational energy of opportunity and excitement and creation and you unfolding, that like really exciting you unfolding because it's so amazing and so exciting and like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm doing this feeling? Or is it, damn, I gotta do this now? Like, damn, I gotta do this too? That feeling, right? What is it? You got to check it. You got to find out what that is. And that's what I'm saying. You know, that's what I'm saying. Like, I notice when I have to, you know, convince my clients, like, it's not about the damn strategy. Like, it ain't about fucking these emails we're fucking writing. It's about how you write, the energy you're putting when you write the email, right? Or the energy that you're putting when you would rather be fucking sitting on your bed just fucking pondering about life instead of writing the email. It's not about the damn system we put in place. It's 20% of that. It's 80% of how you look at having to do it. Do you feel good about doing it, or does it feel shitty to you? And if it does feel shitty, look at it. Why? Why does it feel shitty? Why does it suck? Why do you feel crappy about having to do this and versus that, right? And then usually it's because, it's always because of some sort of trauma. It's always some sort of, someone had taught them to live like that. You know, there's always this thing where people, there's all sorts of ways people live. People live like undecided. There's this one way that some people I encounter, they live undecided. They would rather be undecided than actually make a decision for fear of the mistake. So they were taught in their life that not making a decision is safer than making a fucked up decision. So they don't even make a decision. They stay single. They don't start their damn business. So somewhere along the line of their life, they saw that people around them, whether that be their family, people who raised them, whoever the hell, right, didn't make a decision. They kind of almost just was wavering in the wind. Someone like that to me was my mom. She was really afraid to stand in her philosophies. You know, she wanted to be led more than she wanted to lead. So when my sisters got old enough, my sisters are about 15 years older than me, they pretty much led her the whole time. And mind you, my mom is my mom and my sisters are my sisters. So my sisters are her kids. So her kids were leading her. Right? And her whole thing was, she just didn't want to make a mistake. She didn't trust her intuition. My mom doesn't still till this day, doesn't trust her own intuition. She would rather be led. She wants people to tell her things to do instead of her taking the initiative, researching information, seeing what works for her more, what feels good for her intuitively, in her body, for herself, for her own happiness. She would rather have other people tell her. And that is really sad, right? Isn't that sad to think about it that way? You were taught your whole life that this is a safe way to live. It's safe. Now, another way people will live is they live guarded. They don't allow people in. You know, they're afraid of allowing people in, because they have seen somewhere down the line in their childhood, their upbringing, that when you let people in, they will hurt you. They will disappoint you. They will let you down. You know, they will not make you happy and regret letting them in. So then as they live life, that's how they go about their relationships. That's how they go about following their intuition. They don't even follow their intuition. And, you know, another way people will live is they believe that they know it all. This one is kind of interesting, because the people that believe they know it all or somehow know more than the people that are around them, they have seen people in their own life as a young child, or even, you know, as an adult or whatever, preteen, that if you know it all, you don't get hurt. You're not led wrong if you know it all, because you lead yourself, right? But in that whole I know it all, you don't allow for possibility. You don't allow for the universe to support you. You almost kind of have a chip on your shoulder to prove to people that you don't need nobody. My husband's like that. He's very, I got all of my shit together because of me, not because of anyone else, you know? And he's a very much know-it-all. He does his research. He makes sure that all of the decisions he makes is well-rounded and clear and defined and result-oriented, you know, very concise. But what happens when you live such a concise way of living and being so rigid is that you don't allow for the magic of life to happen for you. You're almost closing the door to that possibility of spontaneous fulfillment. You know, that, and that's the thing about life. There is, it has to be a harmonious sense of knowing shit. There has to be a harmonious sense of being open to possibilities. There has to be a harmonious sense of, I trust the process, you know, even if I don't know it intuitively and I don't know the answer, I trust that things are working out for me because I am being backed by the universe and the all creation of all things. You know, it has to be a harmonious thing. It can't be just one thing. It can't be heavy, heavy, heavy on knowing shit. It can't be heavy, heavy, heavy on not knowing shit and being led by other people. It can't be heavy, heavy, heavy on not making any decisions. Now, those are the three top things that I've seen and encountered, even in my business. But there's so many more, you know, there's so many more. Like, people think that they have to be super sexual in order for them to be successful. They almost have to fuck people all the time to get ahead. You know, that is a belief that somehow you learn growing up, you got to do that shit. And that sucks too. You know, that sucks. You're giving up your body for fucking whatever it is that you need to have. You know, that's a belief. That is also something you learn from someone around you. And that's really sad. I actually had a manager like that. And she would tell me stories about how her mom used to be that way. You know, she, at 4 or 5 years old, she just saw her mom fucking her boss in the bedroom at 4 or 5 years old. Bananas. Crazy. Do you see how it can really impact how you see life just by looking at what you've seen growing up and then thinking and believing that's how life is, right? And you got to really look, if you look in, at all of these things, if you, I could go on at all of the kind of examples of how to be and how people live and how they believe that life is, what they all have in common is that they've closed the door on intuition. They've closed their door on intuition. Because as you grow older, you adopt everyone's ideas about whatever the fuck it is. Life, relationships, money, business, career, parenting. You adopt other people's ideas, right? But your intuition is something that you were born with and is a part of you even in your past life. So your intuition is kind of like that God, that inner God that knows better, that is supporting you, that is 1000% has your back, that if you burnt your house down, your intuition is still there to support you to get it all back, that if you lose all your relationships around you, your intuition's there helping you to heal that in yourself so you can be better in the next relationship. Your intuition is what everyone is asking for. Like, everyone's like, Maria, what's the key? The key is your fucking intuition, right? And 80% of the 20-80-20 rule is get so good at managing your mental demons by saying yes to your intuition. That is it, saying yes. If your intuition tells you, hey, Maria, don't fucking eat that burger because that's going to make you feel shitty. Fucking follow your intuition. Hey, Maria, you're not supposed to be going out tonight because you're going to waste your time diddle-daddling with people who are not profitable for your future. But you do it anyway because you're bored. That's not following your... You know what I mean? Like, there's... You gotta follow. Follow, guys. When you follow your intuition, everything else fucking aligns. I am not lying. You know, there's many times where I fucking argue with my husband. And I'm like, I'm gonna leave your ass. Yeah, because I'm still normal, guys. You know? I'm still fucking Maria. I'm still crazy as fuck. But I follow my intuition. And what does my intuition tell me? It tells me I'm supposed to be where I'm at. And I get to make this work. I get to make this work. You know, I follow my intuition with my relationships. I follow my intuition with my business. I follow my intuition with my clients. How to really land for my clients. How to land on my strategy calls. All of that is because of intuition. Guys, if you have not heard anything, you better follow your intuition for the month of April. All right, that's it. I'm home. You guys have a great week. Bye. If you enjoyed this show, please remember to subscribe, like, and share. If you are interested in collaborating, please send me an email, info@talkswithmaria.com.